keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, but Grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. In your soul, it makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend.
Oh, oh,
baby, baby. Come on, baby, let's go rock and roll tonight.
Alright.
Mm-hmm, yeah, let's shake on my house over the night.
Daylight.
All right, I'm here to come on a day to have no soft music tonight.
All right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, let's shake my heart up tonight.
All right.
We're gonna talk about a soft, what a broad daylight.
All right,
yes, it's all righty. It's that the Tinos just gave us All Righty, and that came out on the Dub record label in 1957 and came out on Relic in 1963, and it is now December 17th, 2009, and you are listening to WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm the host of the Big Beat Show. Haven't been here in 6 weeks due to preemptions. That has never happened before in the history of this radio show. And hopefully it'll never happen again, at least not six times in a row. But I got some good stuff for you tonight from 1954 being the earliest, 1964 being the latest vocal group harmony for you and for me. That was All Righty by the Tinos. Let's go to a nice doo-wop by the Mystics. This is something recorded for Laurie Records in 1961, but never released by Laurie. It's out on a CD now. Here are the Mystics, and Again.
Well.
Bang, 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 bang.
This is the rock.
Bang, 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 bang.
This is the rock.
Again.
Whoa,
this never happened before.
Bang, 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 bang,
though
I said, darling, are you?
Parkway Records from July 1962. We just heard the Dovells. That's right, the Dovells doing a really nice version of the Teen Chords' Your Last Chance. A really underrated group, in my opinion, because if you have their LPs or even CDs, much of the stuff they did, which was not hits, was their best material. And I think that's one example right there. That's Your Last Chance. The Dovells out of Philly. And just before that, the Penguins on Mercury Records, which was recorded March 30th, 1956, and not issued till August of that year, I guess when winter was coming, the Penguins on Mercury with Ice. And it was the Mystics with an unreleased Laurie cut from 1961. We heard Again. I want to thank all of you. Thank you very much for the wonderful holiday wishes that you've sent me in various methods. Thank you very much for that, and it's same, I send that back out to you. And it's been 6 weeks since I've been on here. I must tell you that some of you have emailed me. I didn't get the emails. I had some trouble with my computer. So if you emailed me within the last 6 weeks and I didn't answer you, please email again, all right? Because I'd be happy to read your emails and help you out with anything that I can help you out with, all right? But right now, we got the Spiders.
She keeps me wondering all the time. Oh, I wonder why, oh, why.
She keeps me on a wonder. I must have made a blunder. She keeps me wondering all the time. Oh, why? Although she is my honey, sometimes funny. She keeps me wondering all the time. Oh, why? I must have let her know I love her too much. That's why I have and downs to lead around. Oh boy, I know I love her. That's why I must discover why she keeps me wondering all the time. Oh, why
she keeps on a wonder. I must have made a blunder. Wondering all the time. Although she is my honey, sometimes she do act funny. She keeps me wondering, wondering, wondering all the time.
I must have let her know I love her too much. That's why I have lots of ups and downs to lead around. Why she keeps me wondering all the time. Oh, why?
She keeps me wondering all the time. Oh, I wonder why. Why, oh, why?
Hi, I'm Willie Winfield of the Hop Tones, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show.
It's done. It's done again. Ooh.
It's done again. The moon and the stars have gone. They give in to break.
That. That's something I never played before on this show. The Velvets on Monument Records. That was issued in February 1963. The Velvets with Virgil Johnson singing lead. That's something called Dawn. And I believe it was Leonard Carbo leading the Spiders on Imperial Records from October 1954. We heard She Keeps Me Wondering. And you know, it's kind of cold out there tonight, and it's really, winter's finally hitting here, and I remember in the warm weather, when nights were warm, you know, go out at night in the evening with, you know, just T-shirt or something like that on and go out for a stroll. Here are the Creations.
the swaying of the trees, the softness of your lips, the cool and summer breeze, and the moon and all its glow. Keeps your beauty bright. Please tell me that you love me tonight. Sat for a while looking at the stars, thinking of our love, a love that was really ours. It was you, it was I, striving to the pole.
This is Harry Douglas speaking for the Deep River Boys and wishing each of you one of the best Christmases you've ever had.
We just heard in that set, a pretty interesting set, I think, The Creations on the Pinecrest label, September 1961. Nice song, huh? Strolling Through the Park, and in the middle, the Vestels. They are not the Shirelles, never were the Shirelles, will not become the Shirelles. They are and always have been the Vestels on Decca Records. September 1958 is when they issued that one, and that was a beautiful, beautiful tune called Come Home. And just now, The Clouds on Skylark Records, 1961. And that was called Baby, It's Me. We're going to hear from the Five Keys in just in a moment. I just want to wish everybody out there who's listening to the show, regular listeners or just people passing through, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays to everyone. And I also want to mention that on December 26th, the Sheps will be at the Paramus Elks Club in Paramus on Route 17. Many of you regulars know where that is. The Sheps will be there on December 26th. That's a Saturday night. Starts at 7 o'clock. It's, if you go up Route 17 north and you get to Paramus, it's right when you see the diner on the right, you got to start looking. Then you see Huffman Coos. It's right there behind Huffman Coos. That's where you want to go. Also, I must tell you that next week is Christmas Eve. And guess what? I'm not going to be here then and not on New Year's Eve either. So it'll be January 7th, hopefully. Hopefully I'll be in a studio where I can record the show also. That's the next time we're going to be on the Big Beach show together. Right now, here are the Five Keys.
Must I be tortured and tormented by dreams I know won't come true? But what are dreams without you there? Dream a reality by saying you will be mine. Oh, please ease this pain within my heart so deep.
Tortured and tormented.
Wow, what an outstanding lead right there, Mr. Ray Pollard, leading the Wanderers on Cub Records from May 1962. As time goes by, and it sure does, doesn't it? And just before that, the Five Keys with, I believe, Ulysses Hicks singing lead on most of that, and then Marilyn Pierce comes in there too. May 1954 on Aladdin Records, the great, great Five Keys, and Deep in My Heart. Let's come back up to New York now, something that was recorded for the Earl record label and issued in 1957. Now, Dean Barlow, who used to sing with the Crickets, had another group that he called, maybe some members in common I don't know offhand, but he called this group the Bachelors. They issued two records on the Earl label, and here's one of them right now, and it is called Tell Me Now.
Now, darling,
commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living, one thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
Someday we'll meet again. Someplace, somewhere, but again.
Mr. Lee, that's Mr. Lee and group, not the Mr. Lee from the Philadelphia Group Harmony Association, but from 1964 on the Skylark record label again, Mr. Lee, an uncredited group, and Let the Four Winds Blow. And let's see, just before that we heard, oh yeah, the Royals out of Detroit on Venus Records from October 1954 with Theron Hill on lead right there, and Someday We'll Meet Again. It was Dean Barlow and the Bachelors on the Earl record label, 1957, and we heard, just then, we heard Tell Me Now.
Just before Christmas dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. They're both awful screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right, and my goofy relations, they join in the fight. Back in the corner, the radio's playing.
Again.
Great Buddha, Buddha, baby, squeeze me up. And your muggins got me in the fix that I'm in. Just like a jet plane going into a spin. I fell in love before I could count to ten. Until I feel the pain if I ever
because of you.
Because of you.
I always dream about you. And scheme about you. But that's nothing new. Making believe you'll come back someday. I try to, I can't play the time, but I end up acting like a clown. If I should lie about you, making believe you'll come back someday. I try to, I can't play the town, but I end up acting like a clown. If I should lie,
was the five C's, and here are the Escorts.
Thank you.
Yeah, something recorded for Old Town Records, probably in the mid to late 50s, and never issued by the Escorts. Did come out on a CD long time ago on the Ace label about Old Town. How about a little bit of the Sheps? Remember I told you the Sheps are going to be appearing fairly soon? Here they are about a month ago in East Brunswick.
1, 2. Boom, 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 diddle it.
Yeah, the Sheps are going to be at the Paramus Elks right after the diner and behind Huffman Coos on Route 17 in Paramus on December 26th at 7 o'clock. Check it out.
Time again.
This is something I usually play as a regular on the show every year.
Toward the end of December, when the weather's getting chilly, the little boys and girls started feeling willy dilly. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I know it's Christmas.
Christmas time.
When mother's in the kitchen, stuffing.
I tell you, it was really great being back here on WRSU with all you wonderful listeners. I tell you, it's been a long, long time. So again, thanks very much for listening, and this is, I guess I didn't tell you what this is, unreleased Debonair is recorded for Combo Records in maybe 56 or 57, it's called Christmas Time, it's out on a CD on Ace, Combo Records. I'm going to take it out tonight with,
it's Christmas.
Oh yeah. That's kind of nice. I like that. Take it out tonight with the Rhythm Cadets on Vesta Records, November 1956. A heavyweight. And we're going to take it out right now. So may harmony, joy, and peace be with you. Till next time. Thanks for listening. Here are the Rhythm Cadets. Good night.
There is Doris.